Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9. We're here at That Conference, on the That Conference stage, having a little fireside chat. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Kirsten Hunter. I'm an API evangelist for Akamai, and I've been working with APIs, REST APIs, for about 10 years now. So I was into them before anyone else was into them. I'm lucky enough to have picked a specialty that has become very popular.
Thank goodness you're here, because there's so much confusion around what REST is.
Yes, well, REST is just one kind of a web API, but it's what's developed as the easiest way for mobile applications to interact and for different applications to interact together. For instance, when you log in with Twitter on a different website, that's the website using Twitter's API to use your profile from mm-hmm. Twitter for logging in. So that helps that other company to avoid having to do all the user management, and right. It gives Twitter sort of a little bump in their users.
That's right. So let's start at the base level. Mm-hmm. How do you know, first off, when you should build an API? And I think it's pretty obvious.
Sure.
The second question is, how do you know that you're doing it right?
Well, you want to build an API when you want to add new functionality for your users or integrate with partners mm-hmm. or increase the different number of ways that users can interact with your system.
Right.
And my book, Irresistible APIs, is about just exactly your second question. It's about how is it that you go about building an API that you know will be compelling to users. Mm-hmm. Because one of the big problems is that people build APIs from the back end. So they're the infrastructure guys, the guys who built the system in the first place, they build the API, but they're not thinking about how developers are going to use their APIs to integrate with clients.
Awesome.
So the process that I talk about is you want to figure out, just like any other product, you want to go from what's the business value for your API? What do you want to get out of it? Do you want to get more users? Do you want to have partners integrate with you? Do you want to reach out to those mobile developers and make it easy for them to integrate? And then you need to figure out how you're going to measure your success. Mm-hmm. So now you've figured out what it is you want to do. You have to figure out how to measure your success. And a lot of people try to measure how many developers are making calls against their APIs, but that doesn't mean anything to the CEO. When the CEO traps you in the elevator and says, so, hey, why do we have an API? And you're like, because
developers
APIs,
like us.
APIs are great, right?
Yeah.
So you need to know what it is that you're trying to do, and you need to make it figure out how you're going to measure that so you can communicate to your executives and keep those resources on your side. And then figure out your use cases. What is it you want to be easy? If you want mobile to be easy, there are a few things that you really have to keep in mind. They need to make small calls, not super huge payloads.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be able to make a one call to get a bunch of information for a full screen.
I see.
They don't like to redo calls. Yeah. Users do the most bizarre things. They walk
they
into
do.
Elevators. They drive into tunnels.
They
lose connectivity. And so you need to make it easy for those app developers to grab that data again without having to make a bunch of different calls. Then you want to develop a schema. So schema modeling is a new thing for REST. REST has always been sort of the wild, wild REST where you just kind of make what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have those use cases, you want to make sure before you develop the API that it's going to be usable, then you're going to make a schema and you're going to talk about exactly what the API is going to do, how it's going to do it. Then you can discuss it with your product managers, with your customers, make sure it's going to do just what they want. And then you want to develop based on that schema. And then the most important thing.
Oh, here we go.
You think, okay, I've done all these things. I've made my API. It's totally awesome. I'm done, right? No, you have to support your developers. It's all about developer experience. You have to make a fantastic portal. You have to do sample code. You have to really engage them, make them feel like you are invested in their success. And then you'll have an irresistible API. But if a developer comes, they try to use your API and it's kind of a experience,
yeah.
They'll go away. It's like wild animals wandering the savanna
yeah.
looking for a watering hole. They come to your watering hole, it's a little muddy, they're like,
yeah,
and
I'm
they
not
go
gonna
find
drink
someone
that.
Else. So developer experience is the number one thing you need to keep in mind through the whole process, but especially once you've released your API.
Okay, so let's see if I understood this right. The thing I liked the best about what you said was, don't just make an API for API's sake.
Right.
You have a business, What is it that your goal is?
Right.
Design an API for that.
Right, and make it a first-class product. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people are like, oh, this is a hobby thing. We'll just do this when we have time. Mm-hmm. And then you make an API that isn't really wonderful.
Right. The second thing that I got out, and I might have missed one, is, and the most important one is, make the experience good for your developers.
Exactly.
And a part of that has to do with, if your API is for mobile, make sure you understand how mobile's working.
Exactly. All of your use cases, you need to make them easy. You need to know exactly what you want your developers to be able, the client developers to be able to do. And one of the great things about having those use cases is you can turn them into tutorials for your developers.
Absolutely.
That way you can communicate to them exactly how you want them to use that API. And that makes developers a lot more comfortable than if they're sort of trying to guess what it is you want to do, because then they might do something and you don't really support that and it becomes harder to do in the future. So help your developers out so they can help you out.
Absolutely.
They're your partners.
So you have way more experience than I do at APIs. What are some of the common pitfalls that you've seen people fall into? What are some traps that you see people doing over and over again with APIs?
Well, one of the things that happens is there's not enough communication between the API developer and the API, you know, the client mm-hmm. developer. When you don't tell them what it is you want them to do, they start going off in strange paths.
Right.
And all of a sudden they're using the API in a way that's not supported and you break their functionality. Another thing is not thinking about developers when you're working on versioning or something. You know, when you need to add a new version, you really need to work with your developers and help them to be able to migrate or stick with the older version, understand what's there. I would say that the largest way to describe this is treating your, so historically speaking, we've made an API and we've done it for our own products and we think, oh, let's make it open. And then these other developers come and they want to use it and we treat them like they're on our lawn.
Yeah.
You know, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
And like they're bothering us. But they're not bothering you, they're your partners.
They're trying to add value.
They're valuable partners for your company. And when you treat them that way, that's how they behave. And they help you to be successful. They work with you respectfully, and it ends up being just a great ecosystem between your product and the partners.
Right. So, let's get to where can you learn more. You have a book out.
I have a book out. It's called Irresistible APIs, and you can find a link to it on my website, which is princesspolymath.com.
Fantastic.
And I'm working on it. It's available on Manning right now on the Manning Early Access Program, and you can buy it at this point. Right now, the first chapter's free, so you can get an idea of whether my writing style and what I'm going to be covering makes sense for you. But it's really designed for developers and for product managers who get told, hey, make an API, and you're like, but I have no idea where to get started.
Yeah.
And it's also designed for executives who want to understand the value that APIs can bring to their companies.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Sure.
I love getting the knowledge. It's making me think about APIs a little bit better.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
Look for her book, Irresistible APIs, on Manning. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you next time. Take care. Mm-hmm.